Good morning and welcome to the Empower Hour, where we're giving you the life you want, the way you want it. Introducing your host, celebrity fitness and nutrition expert, CEO of Fit 365 Shakes, and all-around family guy, the undisputed healthy lifestyle champion of the world, Kyle Brown.
Good morning and welcome to the Empower Hour on ESPN Radio. I'm your host, Kyle Brown. Today, we have an entrepreneurial group of friends talking Ignite Your Fire. Hear whose stories will empower you to take your life to the next level. First, I have my new friend, host of Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas. Then, my friend, business and transformation coach, Craig Ballantyne, will give you his top five ways to succeed in life faster. Lastly, I'll be giving you your weekly challenge to help you live the life you want the way you want it. Remember that we are live every Saturday from 9 to 10 on ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. Make sure you check out all of our episodes on KyleBrownESPN.com. Subscribe to the podcast and leave a review so that I know you're here. My first guest, John Lee Dumas, is the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, which was awarded Best of iTunes 2013. It's pretty awesome. John interviews today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. Woo. And he's been featured in Forbes, Inc., and Time Magazine. He has turned Entrepreneur on Fire into a business that generates over $200,000 a month. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. $200,000 a month. And shares all the details via his monthly income reports at eofire.com/income. John also founded the number one podcasting community in the world, Podcasters Paradise, a community where over 1,200 podcasters learn how to create, grow, and monetize their podcasts in a supportive environment. Entrepreneur on Fire generates over 750,000 unique listens a month, and recap of all these 700-plus episodes so far and much more can be found at eofire.com. That's eofire.com. Please welcome my new friend, John Lee Dumas. John, how you doing, buddy?
Kyle, after that incredibly warm intro, I am beyond excited and prepared to ignite.
I love it. I love it. Reading that, I was just sitting here going, man, you know, I want to start first by...
I was like, what's up with this once-a-week show you have for ESPN here? Come on, guys.
Oh, well, with this being my third job, it's actually pretty good. But having run a once-a-week show, I've got great respect for the daily thing. And I'd actually like to start by congratulating you on attaining your 750,000 and first subscriber, which is yours truly, becoming part of Fire Nation. And that's actually a pretty monumental feat as, you know, I've learned to value my time like gold slipping through my fingertips, which I know is a big value of yours.
I mean, absolutely, Kyle, especially as entrepreneurs, our most valuable resource by far is time. So the fact that you're giving me some of that incredibly valuable resource, I'm honored, my friend.
Oh, well, the podcast that that you've been putting out there, I've listened to a couple episodes for the last few days, and it's mind-blowing. It has me totally pumped up, and I kind of feel like I actually saved time by not traveling out to a couple of seminars.
I love it.
So I want to start by going over your journey to success a little bit. And, you know, like any champion athlete or celebrity that I interview, it seems that you've come out of nowhere. Yet, you know, as an entrepreneur, we know that just like them, it's the furthest thing from the truth. And I'd love to hear a little bit about your backstory, how you got started and how you caught fire, you know, pun intended.
Sure. Well, I'd love to share. And my journey does start in the great state of Maine, where I was born and raised for the first 18 years of my life. And I went to college on an Army ROTC scholarship. So when I graduated, Kyle, I actually was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army, where I spent 4 years as an active duty officer and conducting a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq during that 4 years as an officer. And at 26, I was a civilian for really the first time in my life and was like, okay, what next? And I promptly spent the next 6 years of my life from 26 to 32 really struggling, trying many different careers, failing, dropping out of law school, quitting corporate finance, trying both commercial and residential real estate on both the East Coast and the West Coast, and just not getting any traction and really struggling to find my passion, my thing that really clicked. And it wasn't an easy time. It was 6 years of struggles. You know, a lot of people say, wow, like, John, you launched Entrepreneur on Fire 2 years ago, and you've already generated over, you know, $3 million in revenue, and you consistently generate over $250,000 of gross revenue every single month. Like, that's like an overnight success. And the reality is, which I know a lot of your listeners know, Kyle, and you as well, from interviewing a lot of successful both athletes and celebrities, there's really no such thing as an overnight success. You know, it was those 2 years of Entrepreneur on Fire, plus my 6 years of struggle, plus my 4 years of being an officer in the Army and learning what it takes to lead, to become disciplined and to focus, to get a job and a task done, that made Entrepreneur on Fire a success. So it was really an overnight success, you know, plus 12 years of struggle. And so that was really kind of my journey pre-Entrepreneur on Fire. And that journey kind of brought me to a point where at 32 years old, I was at the ending point of those 6 years of struggling and looking for just inspiration and motivation. And I was finding it within podcasts because I just loved that they were on demand, targeted, and free content. But nobody was doing a podcast more than once a week that was interviewing entrepreneurs. And I knew that I wanted a podcast that came out at least twice a week, maybe three times. Heck, why not 7 days a week? And it didn't exist. So I said, you know what? To quote Gandhi, I want to be the change that I'd like to see in the world. And I quit my latest job, which was in commercial real estate. I went all in with podcasting and launched the first and still only 7-day-a-week podcast interviewing today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. And just like you said in the intro, we're now over 700 episodes. We were awarded Best of iTunes in 2013. We'll be generating over $2.5 million in revenue in 2014 alone. And it just all started with an idea, with a podcast. And pretty interesting side note, Kyle, Craig Ballantyne is a past guest of EO Fire, so he's alumni. Make sure you say hi.
No kidding. The world's kind of small like that, and I think us entrepreneurs who are goal-oriented kind of stick together, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we are here with the host of EO on Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas, and we're going over really your story to igniting your fire. And you know, when you get into the financials, it's really, you've really gone against the grain and parallel to a publicly traded company on the stock market. You've demonstrated total authentic transparency by showing your monthly earnings front and center right on your website, you know, without just without of this world revenue, you know, what'd you say, about $250,000 a month. And I'm curious what led you to this approach of financial transparency and what kind of benefits you've seen about being authentic in your business.
Well, that's a great question, Kyle, because for me, it all started when I was just getting into this world of entrepreneurship 2 years ago upon the launch of Entrepreneur on Fire, because this was my first step into the world of entrepreneurship. And some people that I really respected out there in the entrepreneurship world that I was finding out about and that I was studying were people who were authentic, who were being incredibly transparent. And to give a specific example, there's a great entrepreneur and podcaster, Pat Flynn, of Smart Passive Income. And for now over 4 years, he's been publishing a monthly income report. And I have just loved seeing these income reports coming in every single month so that I could actually see that, yes, like, here's a guy that's just laying it all on the table. He's showing us exactly where he's making money, exactly how he's making the money. I loved that transparency, and I wanted to bring that transparency to the podcast world. He was doing it for the passive income world. I wanted to do it for the podcasting world. So when we started generating significant revenue with Entrepreneur on Fire, we made the decision to start posting a monthly income report that really detailed and outlines all of our income that we generated and exactly how we generated that income, all of our expenses that we incurred, and exactly what we use as expenses or exactly what we spent money on that were incurred as expenses. And then we also love to share our successes so podcasters could come and read these posts and emulate those successes. But Kyle, just as importantly, we wanted people to be able to read about our failures and our mistakes and our setbacks and avoid those failures, mistakes, and setbacks, because we've already proven that, hey, this might not be worth your time, or at least if you try it in a little bit of a different way because it didn't work out for us. So we really wanted to be transparent. We really wanted to be out there and open and authentic. And we actually even went the next step and brought in a certified accountant to show this accountant, you know, or to have this accountant have full access to all of our accounts so that he could show our readers that this is 100% verified, that everything we do is completely white label, white glove. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you don't need to go to that level, John. But, you know, the fact that we did allowed Forbes magazine to reach out to us and say, hey, John, we love that you're, you know, doing some great things, that you're verifying it through an accountant. It really gives us the comfort that now we can come and do a feature on you, on your business. And that led to our feature in Forbes magazine. So for those people that are listening, if you can be authentic, if you can be transparent, if you can just go above and beyond and really try to be clear, it can really have benefits far-reaching.
I actually loved that Forbes article. Read that a few days ago, and it really ignited a fire within me and said, okay, well, this is definitely something that you can leverage to grow into a career based around your passions. And coming up after the break, we have more Igniting Your Fire with the host of EO on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas. Stay tuned. Let's face it. When you dig deep enough, everyone wants to look better, feel better, and have more energy. Hey, it's Kyle Brown of the Empower Hour. As a fitness and nutrition expert for Hollywood's elite, professional Olympic athletes, top CEOs, and busy moms, my clients were uncompromising in their desire for delicious, healthy, and convenient meals for their on-the-go lifestyles. Fit 365 is a culmination of years of blending the highest quality, real food ingredients with complementary organic natural flavors. More than a nutrition supplement, more than a meal replacement, more than an Epicurean masterpiece, Fit 365 reflects the commitment you make to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle. So indulge yourself. I promise your satisfaction. Go to fit365.com today. That's FIT365.com and enter ESPN for 20% off your first order. That's fit365.com. Hey, Kyle Brown here from the Empower Hour. What I'm best at and most well known for is getting celebrities in incredible shape fast. You deserve to look and feel as good as any A-lister with the greatest health and fitness secrets of all time. And with Real Celebrity Fitness, I'm going to give you the secret recipe to transform the way you look, think, and feel in just 21 days. With Real Celebrity Fitness, I basically compiled my life's work into a single, foolproof system that's been responsible for hundreds of my own in-person clients looking incredible, and I'm giving it to you so you finally can enjoy the same head-turning results that they do. I've taken away all the guesswork, and I'm giving you the exact blueprint I use to get celebrities into camera-ready shape. Get Real Celebrity Fitness today for only $49.95. That's a fraction of the cost of a single training session with me. I'm so confident that you'll get the results that you want from Real Celebrity Fitness that I'm going to give you a 60-day, no-hassle, money-back guarantee. Go to realcelebrityfitness.com and get your body into celebrity shape today.
July 9th, 2014 was an historical date for Mexico, the day Morena obtained its registry as a national political party. These are the words of Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Morena, the party that Mexico needs, our party. Morena means security, work, justice, and well-being for all. Honesty is our flag. We won't admit corruption. Come with us to Morena. Morena is the hope of Mexico. Morena.
If you're going to transform your body, you have to monitor results. Kyle Brown from the Empower Hour on ESPN Radio. Body Metrics is a handheld device that uses precision ultrasound technology to accurately measure your body composition. It's the only affordable portable imaging system on the market and the same tool used by professional sports teams and top fitness professionals like me. That means you can simply plug into your USB port and capture your very own cross-sectional scans to track your fat loss and muscle gain to fractions of a millimeter. Go to bodymetrics.com and kickstart your transformation today.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour with Kyle Brown, giving you the life you want the way you want it. Now, here's Kyle Brown.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour on ESPN Radio. I'm your host, Kyle Brown. Remember, we're live here every Saturday from 9 to 10 on ESPN Radio. And make sure you listen to all of our past episodes on our podcast at KyleBrownESPN.com. Don't forget to subscribe and make sure you leave a review so that I know you're here. I am totally honored, speaking of podcasts, to be here with a new friend and quickly turned new role model of mine, host of the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast that is just rocking it, John Lee Dumas. John, how you doing, buddy?
Kyle, I'm doing phenomenal, and I'm still stoked to be here hanging out with you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, much appreciated that a guy like you would take some vacation time to come on the show.
Love it.
Awesome. It's a good thing that you love your job, because then everything's a vacation, right?
Exactly. I wouldn't want to be spending it any other way right now.
Awesome. So I'd love to get a little bit into the power of the podcast. And, you know, in preparation for this, I watched some clips of the interview with some interview clips of Robin Williams and some little highlights from Good Morning Vietnam. And I was really enamored by the power of radio to really, you know, reach deep inside of you. It challenges your mind. You can tug at people's heart and you can really awaken your spirit. And I'm curious how you'd say that Entrepreneur on Fire really accomplishes this kind of a mission.
Absolutely, because, you know, I think it's really good timing that we're bringing up Robin Williams, you know, with his recent passing, because he was such an inspiration for a lot of people to, number one, be authentic. You know, Robin Williams, you could just see when he was, you know, no matter what role he played, he just completely gave himself to that role and was always authentically Robin Williams within that. And Good Morning Vietnam is a movie that I watched countless times as a kid and just always loved, you know, his attitude, his mentality, and the energy that he brought, and the way that he literally changed people who were just listening to what used to be a droning radio to an incredibly inspiring show that got people fired up and excited and really make a difference in the world. And that's why when I saw the power of podcasting, and it really clicked with me that, wow, this is on-demand, targeted, free content that people can consume when they want, where they want, how they want. And what I love is that every time I open up my statistics and I see how many listens that I've had for my podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire, I know that people chose, Kyle, to go to my episode and to press the play button. It was their choice. Those are engaged, powerful listeners that want to be consuming the content that I'm producing. And so I make sure that I bring the passion, that I bring the inspiration, that I bring the fire to every single episode that I have. And for me, that passion and that inspiration comes from my guests, because my episodes with Entrepreneur Fire are always focused on my guests, because they are successful and inspiring entrepreneurs. And what Entrepreneur Fire does is it uncovers their journey. It reveals how they got to where they are now by breaking down a past failure that they've experienced and their lessons that they learned from that failure, moving forward into an aha moment that they've had at some point in their journey, and the steps they took to actually turn that aha moment into success. So kind of piecing together that puzzle now for the listener. And then we get into their current success and why they think they're successful and their visions for the future. And then, of course, we dive into my 5-question lightning rounds, where I extract their greatest advice, favorite book, resource, the $500 question, and really do a deep dive into that to just extract these golden nuggets of information for Fire Nation, my listeners. And to me, that's the power of the podcast, and that's the value that I try to bring each and every episode.
I love it. Well, speaking of those golden nuggets, while I'm fortunate enough to have your full attention without having to pay you the price of a used car for your time, I know that we'd all love to learn a little of that secret sauce without you giving away the farm. And I'm curious, what pearl of wisdom could you share when it comes to things like monetizing a podcast or growing a fan base or really building that sponsor kind of relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to be honest with each other here as entrepreneurs is that our time is incredibly valuable. It's our most valuable resource. We've already mentioned it a few times. And if we're going to be spending our time creating something, it has to at some point turn into a viable business. And we can't be ashamed or afraid of that. And so with me, with Entrepreneur on Fire, I always knew that I was going to be looking to turn my podcast into a viable business. And again, anybody can go to eofire.com/income and see the detailed income reports that we have. But would you like me to kind of go through and break down the top five ways that we do monetize?
Absolutely.
So this is in ascending order. For last month, we had a really killer month. We did $276,000 in overall revenue. We had expenses of right around $50,000, and so we did a total net profit of $225,000. So what's awesome about this day and age and running an online business is that you can have an incredibly powerful business with an amazing profit margin because it's an online business. A lot of our goods, products, and services are digital, so we don't have a lot of built-in costs, so to speak, or infrastructure at all. So our top five income streams for the month of August, in ascending order, was number five is affiliate income. Whenever I mention a product, a service on my podcast, and I drive people back to eofire.com to check out our resources page, whenever people actually use our resources page to go through and purchase that product or service that we recommend for entrepreneurs, we get a cut of that, an affiliate commission, and that generated over $10,000 of revenue in the month of August alone. Number four is my one-on-one coaching, and this is actually something that's been incredibly profitable for me from day one. It was actually the first way, Kyle, that I ever monetized Entrepreneur on Fire. But the reality is that as I move forward, I realized that me spending my most valuable resource, time, in a one-on-one format is just not going to be as effective moving forward. So even though it's a massive income stream for me, I'm actually starting to cut that out of my business as I focus on other things. But in the month of August alone, I generated $7,000 of revenue in my one-on-one mentoring. Number three would be a mastermind that I created. And this is great for any podcast host. You're building authority. You're building a following. You're building credibility in your niche. People are going to want to be part of your tribe. So I offered Fire Nation Elite, which is a paid membership mastermind. It's $200 a month to be a part of. And we have over 75 people that are part of this elite mastermind that are engaging and supporting each other on a monthly basis. And that generated over $12,000 in the month of August alone. So it's a recurring five-figure per month income for us. We're Entrepreneur on Fire. Number two is our sponsorship income. And that's if you ever listen to my shows, you'll hear I have two sponsors at the beginning of the episode. It's a 15-second pre-roll, and I have two of those. And then I have two 60-second, what are called mid-rolls. In the middle of the episode, I'll break in, and it's the same two sponsors. And in the month of August alone, we generated $51,000 in sponsorship revenue from Entrepreneur on Fire. So it was a massive source of revenue for us. And the beautiful thing is, our sponsors get such a great return on investment that we're booked out for the rest of 2014 at that dollar amount every single month. So that as well has turned into an incredible recurring revenue. But then our number one source of revenue, which really is the number one source of revenue for any entrepreneur once you've built a large audience, are products and services. And our two major products are Podcasters Paradise, which is our flagship product where we teach people how to create, grow, and monetize their podcast. And that has over 1,400 members. In August alone, we generated $176,000 in sales for Podcasters Paradise alone. And then we also have Webinar on Fire, which is where we teach people how to create and present webinars that convert, and that generated $18,000 in the month of August alone. So that really was our top five levels of monetization. We have a total of nine, which added up overall to the $276,000. But as you can see, when you grow an audience and then you listen to that audience, the streams of income that you can create are limitless.
Wow. Mind officially blown. So we are here, if you haven't caught on yet, with the host of Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas. John, so, you know, technology changes faster than my wife changes diapers. And I'm curious what your thoughts are as far as adaption to this ever-changing technology.
Yeah, so, you know, that is the reality. And, you know, right now the iron is hot for podcasting, and we are striking away with all of our force because technology does change, and, you know, everything's going to go in a cycle. You know, I mean, TV and radio, you know, they had their days in the sun, and, you know, they're starting to come to the end of their cycles, and people are realizing it, and they're moving towards more on-demand targeted content. And podcasting is and will continue to have its day in the sun for a period of time before that next thing comes. I mean, it's going to be, you know, just beaming people's hologram into your house, and the person's just going to be there talking to you, and, you know, that will replace podcasting, I'm sure. But, you know, it's really critical to just always be in the game, always remain cutting edge, you know, always be in it to win it. And, you know, it's definitely something that athletes know. You know, there's always that person right now for those pro athletes who's in college, who's working hard every day, looking to beat you out for your position. Just like, you know, there's all these people that are driving out to Los Angeles right now, you know, to beat out the current Hollywood stars for those future roles. You have to always stay hungry, and that's what I do, and that's why I invest heavily in myself with mentors and masterminds to make sure that I do stay relevant and that I do stay cutting edge. And it's something that as entrepreneurs we need to always be cognizant of doing.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show. This is so inspiring, and I know every listener here can really look for a few different keys if they listen back to this for different ways they can pursue their own entrepreneur passions, whatever they may, you know, whatever they may be, and really learn from what we've gotten from interviewing so many successful people. And I'm curious, where can people become a part of Fire Nation and join you on your journey?
So, Kyle, thanks for asking. That is eofire.com. And if anybody wants to learn a little bit more about podcasting specifically, I have a guest for all you ESPN listeners at a gift at eofire.com/gift. That'll get you my book, Podcast Launch, for free, which is the number one ranked book in Amazon on podcasting. It's my gift to your listeners, Kyle. And I also do host free live workshops every single week on podcasting and webinars. And you can sign up for those free workshops at eofire.com.
Awesome. Make sure everybody goes to eofire.com. I'll put some stuff up on our website in a nice little link there. And coming up after the break, we're going to be bringing you transformation and business coach Craig Ballantyne going over his top five ways to succeed in life faster. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, it's Kyle Brown here, host of the Empower Hour. I'm about getting maximum results in the most efficient, easiest, and enjoyable way possible. That's why investing in a HealthMate Far Infrared Sauna is a no-brainer. There's no better way to end your busy, high-pressure day than unwinding in your very own sauna. HealthMate's Far Infrared Thermal Therapy has been shown to burn calories, reduce stress, relax muscles, purge toxins, decrease pain and inflammation, and improve your immune system in only 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now that's life maximized. Why did I choose HealthMate? Proven quality. 35 years as the industry leader and comes with a lifetime warranty. My life amplified once I started ending my day listening to the relaxing music through the surround sound of my handcrafted HealthMate sauna. You deserve this. And because you're a VIP listener of the Empower Hour, it's my pleasure to extend to you the 35-year anniversary discount price of 35% off. Go to KyleBrownESPN.com and get your VIP pricing today. That's KyleBrownESPN.com.
Okay, friends, I'm going to let you in on a new little secret. You know when you've just finished an awesome workout and you can feel your body calling for some fuel to restore and revive? Well, listen up. You have to go buy some Nutso now. You'll thank me. Yes, you heard me right. N-U-T-T-Z-O, Nutso. It's the best tasting, nutritionally dense nut butter on the planet. In every spoonful of Nutso, you get 7 organic nuts and seeds. That's it. No hydrogenated oils, no added sugar, no garbage. Nutso is a complete protein, so you can get your 9 essential amino acids by just eating Nutso on a spoon. Or you can eat it on an apple, on your sweet potatoes, on a banana. Or my personal favorite is to mix it in daily with my Fit365 smoothies. Yeah, that's right. I am obsessed. It's premium fuel for your premium body. Nutso is sold in all major natural food stores across the U.S., including all Whole Foods markets. If you prefer it delivered to your door, just place an online order at nutso.com and use coupon code KYLEBROWN with no spaces and receive 20% off your next order. Eat Nutso. Your body will thank you.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour with Kyle Brown, giving you the life you want the way you want it. Now, here's Kyle Brown.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour on ESPN Radio. I'm your host, Kyle Brown. Remember, we're live every Saturday from 9 to 10 on ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. My next guest defines success online and is here to give you his top 5 ways to succeed in life faster. Please welcome my new friend, business and body transformation expert, Craig Ballantyne. Craig, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on, and excited to not only get to know you, but get inspired just like the rest of the listeners.
Yeah, fantastic. That's what we do.
Killer. So for those of you who don't know Craig, it's definitely time to get to know him and start following him on a multiple different avenues from business to body transformation. He's the owner of the well-known online success newsletter called EarlyToRise.com. He's been a writer for Men's Health since about 2000. So his career success was helping over 100,000 men and women over the world with his Turbulent Training and Home Workout Revolution workout programs, which I've checked out, and they're just awesome and practical, and you can take them with you anywhere you go. Craig's coaches business owners through his mastermind groups, and he's got 150,000 readers of EarlyToRise.com. He helps them get more done, make more money, and have more freedom in their lives by creating more structure in your day. So all around, basically, just keeps you totally dialed in. He's known by his friends as the most disciplined man in the world. He continues to study the latest in human performance and his mission to help over 10,000 million men and women transform their lives physically, mentally, and financially. It's just basically, he's here to serve you. So I'm excited to go over his top 5 ways to succeed in life faster. I know the journey and the struggle of really building the life you want the way you want it is a long process. And I'm excited to hear some ways to make it happen. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, let's do this.
Killer. So let's jump right on into that first one you've got here, which is more structure to your day, which sounds very fitting for the most disciplined man in the world. Give us some ideas behind that.
Yeah, you know, I don't want people to be intimidated by this, because the thing that we left off there, the actual entire rule is this: the more structure you have in your day, the more freedom you will have in your life. It's a bit of a paradox, because when you say structure, people get really turned off by that. But here's what it means. The more structure you put in your workday, and predominantly in your morning, because that's when your day is won. Your day is won in the morning. The more structure you have in there, the more freedom you will be able to have at night. And so what that means is, if you get up with a plan and you have your day even scripted as to how it should go at work, and you arrive at work early and you get on a head start on your activities before everyone else gets in your way, if you can do that, if you can make progress on your number one priority in life, you will have a feeling of accomplishment, and accomplishment drives momentum, because there's research that shows for employees that if they have a feeling of progress, then they're going to be more motivated to keep on going. But if people don't see progress in their work or in the business that they're working for, they get really frustrated. And so that's why you want to build in that structure. So again, you get more done during the day. So at, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whenever it is for your quitting time, you actually have everything done, and you don't have to stay around and do more work. And that way you get home and you spend time with your spouse and you spend time with your kids and you make it to everyone in Jimmy's ball games and you can do whatever you want at night, you know, whether you have a hobby or whether you read books or whether you need to go and get your workout done. But the more structure you have in your day, the better off you're going to be in all areas of life.
I love it. So with structure comes freedom. And one of the keys that I've seen with that is scheduling your social life the same way as you would schedule a business meeting. And why should, you know, somebody you don't even know on a business phone call get precedence over your own family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. Most people are signed up to a lot of email newsletters. And I want you to think of things this way, that every time you spend a minute opening up an email newsletter from a stranger, you rob yourself and your family of that minute that you could have been spending with them. So if you know, your kid needs help with their homework or they're acting up at school because they don't get enough time with you and you spend too much time at work, it's probably because you don't have enough structure in your day and you are spending time on things that don't matter.
It's really about taking control of your schedule. And we're here with business and body transformation expert Craig Ballantyne going over his top five ways to succeed in life better. Craig, let's just jump right on that second one, which is get up 5 minutes earlier tomorrow. I like the definitiveness of that, like make it happen now.
Yeah, absolutely. Because most people, again, because the day is 1 a.m, if you can get up before everybody else in your house, that's when you can really move ahead. And so I'll just tell a quick story about my life. When I was a full-time personal trainer, I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning in order to take the bus into downtown Toronto, where I would train some very wealthy clients in one of the richest parts of Toronto. And I really wanted to start my online business. And so I got up an extra 20 minutes earlier and I got so much work done because that was my magic time. And magic time is the time of day when you get 3 to 5 times more productivity than you do at any other time of the day. So that was a huge, huge win for me. But it was really that 20 minutes, and sometimes I only had 10 minutes, and sometimes I only did 5 minutes. But when you have 5 minutes alone, you can really make incredible progress in your life. And I don't want people to think that they have to start getting up at 6 a.m. tomorrow if they get up at 7 or 8 now. Let's just do things 5 minutes at a time. And maybe you'll eventually just go and you'll be up 15 minutes earlier, but you can get so much done in that 15 minutes. But again, we don't want to bite off more than we can chew. So that's why I always tell people to start simply with 5 minutes tomorrow, and then next week, add another 5 minutes, and then the week after that, add another 5 minutes. And in those 15 minutes, there's 3 things I want you to do. I want you to do 5 minutes of going through your plan for the day and reviewing your number one priority, and then getting a head start on it. I want you to spend 5 minutes in big thinking. So big thinking for your life. What are the big things, the big changes, the big priorities that need your attention or that you can make changes on, or the big dreams that you have for your life? So come up with some big thinking in 5 minutes. And then in 5 minutes, I want you to have some gratitude and to celebrate your achievements. So just write down, you know, what you're grateful for, you know, the fact that you get to watch the Bears or the Chargers on the weekend. You know, you're grateful for your kids, you're grateful for your family, you're grateful for the car that you drive, you're grateful for the job that you have, you're grateful for all the things, you know, and really, we're going to be grateful for the small things that we have in life. I'm just grateful for the easy life that I have. And so then you also want to write down some achievements, because as I mentioned before, when you see progress, you're going to keep on going. So in 5 minutes, you can choose just one of those to start. But get up 5 minutes earlier tomorrow, and you really will see the benefits over time.
I think that's a really great tip and incredibly powerful to know that you already have a victory, and you're conscious of that victory before you've even started your day. So before, you know, so many people, they wake up, and the first thing they do is they check their email, and they put out a fire. They listen to their voicemail message, and somebody's panicking. So they start their day before they've even put their 2 feet on the ground in panic mode, like they're a fireman, you know, about to jump down a pole and go try to conquer the world. And I think having those extra 5 minutes to really get focused and feel powerful and feel accomplished is it's got to go a long way, right?
Absolutely. And you make a couple of great points that I just want to follow up on, because I used to be like that. I used to get up, you know, look at the BlackBerry first thing in the morning, and that was at 7:30. That was after I was able to quit my job as a trainer and go full-time online, and I kind of treated myself to sleeping in and checking my email first thing in the day. And once in a while, you'd get a negative email from somebody who was a reader of my email newsletters, and it would throw me off for the entire day. And that would be because I started in reactive mode. And you always want to start your day in proactive mode, meaning you are up early working on number one priority, getting that victory. And so at the end of the day, a lot of people, you know, they feel like, oh, where's all the time gone? I didn't get anything done today. But if you start off and you do some time on your priority, you get that sense of accomplishment. And at 5 o'clock, you've already won the day in the morning. So no matter how the afternoon went, you're always going to have that victory to celebrate. You make some really great points there.
So I'm curious with your situation, tell me a little bit about that defining moment where you were able to take your business from, you know, the one-on-one, the training time for money to the online world. What was that one moment where you said, okay, I'm ready to fully just jump in with both feet, and how were you able to make that happen?
Well, that actually moves ahead to our last point there, and that's a great question, which is getting a mentor. So I was always, you know, doing the online stuff on the side as I was building my personal training business as well. And I've been writing for Men's Health since 2000, actually, the summer of 2000. So it's been a long time. And I combined the personal training knowledge, the credibility that I had through Men's Health, and I started selling my turbulence training program online. We had tens of thousands of customers over the years. But it wasn't until I got a business coach, a mentor, who showed me exactly what to do. He showed me because he had been there and he had done that. And this works for any aspect of your life, whether you want to lose weight or whether you want to start a business. You always need to go to somebody who has the expertise who can help you through where you are now. And so getting a mentor was the number one thing that I did in 2006. And when I did that, I was able to slowly build my income up online and replace my offline personal training business. And I slowly structured my way out of the personal training business. You know, some clients would move out of town and I wouldn't replace them. And that opened up hours and hours and hours into my day that I was then able to put more time into the online business. But it really wasn't an exponential increase in business until I got the mentor who, again, has been there, done that, had the expertise, and coached me through it. So, you know, you talk to athletes all the time, and they all have, you know, they're getting paid millions of dollars, and they all have a coach. And some of them have several coaches. You know, Tiger Woods has a swing coach, and he probably has, you know, a fitness coach. And so, you know, whatever sport they're in, if those guys have coaches, you should too.
It's incredibly powerful to get into a situation where you're not reinventing the wheel, and you're, you know, taking away everything from your own shoulders and putting it, you know, in the hands of multiple experts and really building into a team mindset. It's just very powerful.
Absolutely. And hey, I've even used a mentor for meditation. So one of the things I wanted to take up was, you know, sitting there and doing the meditation. I failed many times. And it wasn't until that I had my business partner, who's been meditating for many years, it wasn't until he showed me, well, he wasn't even showed me, but he gave me some feedback on what to do, on what to focus on, and, you know, how to get through the first 5 minutes, which is the toughest part. It wasn't until I had his coaching that I was finally able to do it. And now it's been just over 20 months that I've meditated every single day for at least 5 minutes straight, you know. So I haven't missed a day since January of 2013, right before the Super Bowl.
Wow. Powerful and such a valuable tool to have as a you know, self-made businessmen. And coming up after the break, we have more of the top five ways to succeed in life faster with business and transformation, business and body transformation expert Craig Valentine. Stay tuned. Not all eggs are created equal, and this is one food group choice that you don't want to cut corners. Kyle Brown from the Empower Hour here. Nest Fresh's commitment to traditional family farming, humane animal care, and sustainability result in the best quality egg. Both your health and fitness results will be amplified, and your body will thank you for it. Visit NestFresh.com and find NestFresh eggs in non-GMO, pasture-raised, organic, cage-free, free-range, and omega varieties at your local Sprouts, H-Mart, and Kiehl's Fresh Food stores.
Hey, fellow sports fanatics. Kyle Brown from the Empower Hour here. How cool would it be if you could have your backpack, wallet, or laptop bag made out of footballs, basketballs, baseballs, or even soccer balls? Well, now you can. Zoomer Sport has created everything from duffel bags to iPad covers with their amazing sport material construction. Nearly anything you can imagine, they have available. So bounce on over to ZoomerSport.com and pick up a creative sports product and find a unique gift that celebrates fitness, fun, individuality, and sports. Go to ZoomerSport, that's ZoomerSport.com, and get playing today.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour with Kyle Brown, giving you the life you want the way you want it. Now, here's Kyle Brown.
Welcome back to the Empower Hour on ESPN Radio. I'm your host, Kyle Brown. Remember, we're live every Saturday from 9 to 10 on ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. We are here with my new friend, business and body transformation expert, Craig Ballantyne. Craig, how are you doing?
Really great. Thanks, Kyle.
Good. Well, happy to have you here. And we are rocking through some pretty interesting stuff. We're going through your top five ways to succeed in life faster. And we all know everybody wants to make a transformation, both physically and within their business at a rapid pace and not have to slowly chip away at it. But it seems like the small little steps make a big difference over time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's really a great formula for getting dialed in on this.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right into your fourth point, which is pretty powerful, which is use the five pillars of transformation, which are planning, social support, accountability, incentive, and the deadline. You want to expand on those?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I just want to give a bit of a background story. In my fitness business, since 2007, we've run over 20 transformation contests. And, you know, it's very similar to the Body for Life and the Biggest Loser stuff, where people use my programs and lose weight and have the before and after photos. And we give away a lot of money for this, too, to our winners. And what I realized over time is that you could almost predict who is going to succeed and finish just based on the activities that they posted in our membership site, where people were encouraged to share their information. Because a lot of people will start a transformation, but only about 20% of people will actually finish. And what I found was the people that were having the greatest success were using these five pillars. It was always there in their success story that they would write in at the end of the contest. And so the first one is planning and preparation. You need to have better planning and preparation if you want to succeed. And so we talked a little bit earlier about how you would plan your day, how you would script your day to have that structure so you would have more freedom. And whether you're trying to lose fat, you know, that's where you would plan your meals for the week. And, you know, you would go to the grocery store on a Saturday and you would cook up a bunch of meals for the rest of the week. And then you'd follow a proven training program, so it'd be planned out for 12 weeks. You might get it from Men's Health magazine, or you might use my workout videos. That type of stuff is what is the planning necessary for someone to succeed. So if you're not getting ahead right now and you're not doing any planning and you have that real reactive day and not a proactive day, that's the first place to start. Now, the second place to go is actually the professional accountability. And this is a research study from Stanford University back in the 90s found that for weight loss, if people had accountability to a professional like a doctor or a nurse or a nutritionist, they would get better results than if they were just accountable to a friend. So it's really important to get that professional level of accountability, that mentorship that we talked about before, into your program so that someone's looking over your shoulder that has great expertise. Now, on the other hand, you still need positive friends and positive people in your community and even positive people in an online community to make up what we call social support. And so what we found with our fat loss transformations was the people that shared the most, asked for the most help, and got the most social support, even from strangers halfway around the world, they were the ones that stuck at it when they had, you know, a dip in their days, when they had, you know, as one of my friends says, when they fell off the cliff, you know, and really, really had some struggles. If they had social support from positive people who were encouraging them or who had been there and done that and gone through similar problems and were able to give them tips, those people were able to go and finish the program. And so that's why it's really, really important to find positive people and share your goals with them. Now, if you only hang around negative people, you know, negative people at work in the cafeteria that are, you know, only talk about what was on TV last night, and every time you say, hey, let's go do something positive, they always want to shut you down. Well, don't share your goals with them because they will just be real negative to you, and that can actually be harmful. But if you can find someone positive, someone who's, you know, always going to give you a true, you know, true support, and again, this works online as well. There's a research study from Sweden that found the more often someone checked into a weight loss forum online, the better the results they got. So even if you never meet these people, you can get social support online, and it does work, and it works for any type of transformation. Now, the fourth thing is an incentive, and an incentive can go one of two ways. You can give yourself the positive incentive, such as if I lose 10 pounds, then I'm going to buy that bathing suit, and I'm going to go to the party at the Hard Rock at the in San Diego and hang out by the pool. Or you can have that negative incentive, which is, if I don't do this, then I'm going to take $500 and I'm going to give it to, you know, the political party that I don't like. And there's actually websites set up where you can have that pre-programmed in with your credit card. So you can either have that, you know, what's called the carrot, which is the positive, or the stick, which is the negative incentive for your transformation. And finally, the fifth factor is the most important factor. And whenever I write about these five factors, I always capitalize this one because it's so important. And I call it the big deadline, because the big deadline does a few things. First of all, it gives you that light at the end of the tunnel. It shows you that, hey, listen, we're only doing this for 90 days. And I actually did the math on this, and 90 days is 0.03% of a 75-year lifespan. So just think about that. I mean, who can't commit for 0.5% of their life to change their life? It's really that important. Or you can look at it another way, like if you've ever broken a leg or an arm, you know, you had a cast on for about 6 or 8 weeks, and that was really just a blink of the eye or a snap of the fingers in the length of your lifespan. So again, just get focused for 90 days. That's a great deadline time. And it'll show you, you know, when you get started, you're going to have that original momentum and you're going to be working off of that, that adrenaline. But about 4 weeks or 6 weeks in, about halfway through, you're going to be thinking, oh man, I might just quit. But then you get to the point where you can see that deadline. It's just like running a race. I've run a couple of those Tough Mudder races, and once I got to mile 8 that was marked on the course, I got that second win, and I was like, okay, let's go and finish this thing strong. Because from 4 to 8, you kind of lose, you know, it's really just a 12-mile jog, and you kind of lose that momentum that you had at the start when you're all hyped up and hyped up by the guy who starts the races, which is really awesome.
Exactly.
So that's why that deadline gives you that light at the end of the tunnel. Because you go, okay, all I need to do is just go and finish these final 3 weeks. I just need to go. And then the closer you get to the deadline, you get that momentum back. And all of a sudden, you start really dialing things in. So if you're doing, you know, a sales transformation in your business where you're a salesman, you're going to start making more calls. You're going to start sending out more emails. You're going to need more follow-up because that deadline is coming up, and you've got to act, and you've got to get things done. And in your fat loss transformation, you're going to be really dialing in your nutrition. You're going to be figuring out ways to make your after photos look amazing. And it's the power of that deadline. And I've, you know, done so much with deadlines in my business. I'm still amazed by how they make people take action. So, Kyle, that is the five pillars of transformation. When you have them all in place, success is almost guaranteed. And some of these, you don't even have to do anything. For accountability and social support, it's really on the other people. They're doing the work for you. And planning and preparation, if you get a mentor, that person is doing the work for you by giving you the plan that you just follow. And then you set the incentive, and then you hit that deadline. So if you have all five of them in place, it's like building a house on a solid foundation. If you're missing one, it's like taking away a leg from a stool, and it's going to fall over. And the more you take away, the greater your chance of not succeeding. So make sure that you get your five pillars of transformation into your life, no matter what you want to change. And I can tell the story about how it helped me with a very, what you would think is a habit that's hard to break, but I actually was able to use these five pillars to break a habit, Kyle, if you want me to tell that story.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we are here with business and body transformation expert Craig Ballantyne, going through his top five ways to succeed in life faster. And yeah, I would love to hear, you know, your particular example of how you're able to make this happen.
Okay, so one day I was running intervals in a little wooded area near my house, and I was thinking of my 150,000 subscribers at Early to Rise and about the advice I gave them. And as I was running, I realized I was a bit of a hypocrite because I gave them all this advice on how to, you know, live a better life and how to, you know, get more work done. But I had a bad habit, which was swearing, which I'm sure a lot of guys on this, you know, listening to this interview have the same bad habit. And so I decided to man up and tell the world that I was going to stop swearing. And what I did was, you know, I had that deadline of, I put it for 10 days, and I said, I'm going to stop swearing in 10 days. And I got the social support of my readers. I started planning how I was going to do it. I started using all these funny, you know, fake swear words like fiddlesticks. And I, you know, I started using this one, sugar shack, instead of, you know, the S word. And, you know, I got accountability from a couple of my mentors. I said, this is what I want to do. And I can't remember what my incentive was. I think I was maybe just going to reward myself with, you know, a little bit of a gift if I could do it. And I was able to stop in 3 days. So I realized I started counting how many times I swore, and I, you know, the very first day I swore 5 times. The next day I did 4 times, and then I think 3 or 4 times, and I think I got to 1 time, and then I didn't swear. And, you know, I probably, you know, that was about 2.5 years ago, and I've probably sworn less than 20 times since then, and usually it's because I see a giant bug or something, you know, in my home gym, and I just can't help myself. But, you know, if I can do that, you can go and improve and fix any of the bad habits you have in life, and then you can apply those five pillars of transformation to bigger things like your business, your career, and your body transformation if you want.
It really is a universal pillar when it comes to any kind of transformation. I know one of the things that's really key there is not only the deadline, but really that group. I think when it comes to physical transformation, for example, when people end up joining a group and those around haven't succeeded and they're not surrounding themselves with people who are where they want to be. Instead, they're surrounding themselves with people who are focused on the struggle instead of enjoying the process. I think that's key. And then the second key thing that I think is really essential is to make sure that you do have a deadline, because while I always focus on, you know, living fit 365 days a year and that this is part of living a healthy lifestyle, it is like any kind of business. If you sit still and stagnant, you're actually regressing. You should always be growing and changing and improving. So even if you feel like your life is in a great place, it's important to continue to set different goals and try to strive for constant, never-ending self-improvement. So I love having a system like this that can really apply both to business and your body. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. It's helped a lot of people make some amazing changes.
Great. Well, let's jump right on into that fifth point, which is have gratitude and celebrate your achievements. I know we talked about doing that first thing in the morning, but what would you say is really kind of the key benefit to celebrating those victories and being a gracious person?
Well, you know, I used to, you know, I grew up, I was like always this angry kid, and you know, on the sports field, I would just yell at my teammates, and it was really, really poor behavior. And, you know, fortunately, they were very forgiving, and, you know, they're still my great friends to this day. But I realized that I wanted to change, and so that's why I've, you know, been dedicated to transformation my entire life, because I'm always looking for ways to improve myself. And so what I found was, in addition to the meditation, what's really, really made a big difference in my patience and, you know, my perspective on the world is this, you know, simple act of having gratitude. And we have this thing called a gratitude journal that we sell in my business. And what we have, it's 2 pages. And on one side, it asks you to write down, you know, what you're grateful for, you know, who you appreciate in life, what opportunities are you happy to have. And then on the other side, it asks you to write down just a couple of things that you achieved that day. because, again, I've kind of mentioned this a couple times on the call, when people can write down what they're grateful for and what they've achieved in life, then they get that sense of, okay, everything I'm working for is, you know, I'm already successful, and we did have some victories today. So even if it was the worst day in the world, you're always going to be able to find a couple of victories. Like, you know, you got to work on time. You avoided the traffic. You were able to spend 5 minutes helping your son with math problems, and he was able to get it, and he had a big breakthrough. Or, you know, you were able to say no to those cookies at Subway today. That's a victory that you often need to celebrate, because most people, you know, the entire world, it's so negative with all the news and, you know, all the TV shows. It's all talking heads and negativity. And so we need to have a semblance of positivity and gratitude and victory in our lives. So the more that you can actually focus on this, and writing it down reminds you of this, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, you see a lot of this stuff has become very popular, and it has become very popular for good reason. It works. It'll make you feel better. It'll reduce your stress, and it'll remind you of how easy your life is. I would say, like, if you take a look at even people that are feel like they're struggling, in most cases, their life is better than a king's was 200 and 250 years ago. So we have a lot of great things in our life right now. We should be very grateful for it, and we should always focus on the progress we're making to keep that momentum going so that we continue whatever type of transformation we're going for.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Craig, for your powerful insight on speedy success. And where can we continue to follow you and get motivated by your passion?
Well, there's two great places I'd love to connect with people. One, for people that are more interested in the time management and business building aspect and career information, we have our daily newsletter at earlytorise.com, where we send out great essays every day on time management and, you know, just a life well lived and success. And then for people that are more interested in the fitness side, just join me on Facebook at turbulencetrainingfanpage.com. We just passed 200,000 fans on our fan page, and we post workouts and we post videos and we post a lot of motivational quotes first thing in the morning as well, so that people can keep up to date with that. And we have a lot of fun doing it, and we change a lot of lives.
Awesome. Getting it done first thing in the morning and create community. It's practicing what you preach. I love it. Well, thanks again.
Happy to help. It was really great to be on the show.
Okay, friends, I'm going to let you in on a new little secret. You know when you've just finished an awesome workout and you can feel your body calling for some fuel to restore and revive? Well, listen up. You have to go buy some Nutso now. You'll thank me. Yes, you heard me right. Nutzo, Nutso. It's the best tasting, nutritionally dense nut butter on the planet. In every spoonful of Nutso, you get 7 organic nuts and seeds. That's it. No hydrogenated oils, no added sugar, no garbage. Nutso is a complete protein, so you can get your 9 essential amino acids by just eating Nutso on a spoon. Or you can eat it on an apple, on your sweet potatoes, on a banana, or my personal favorite is to mix it in daily with my Fit 365 smoothies. Yeah, that's right. I am obsessed. It's premium fuel for your premium body. Nutso is sold in all major natural food stores across the U.S., including all Whole Foods markets. If you prefer it delivered to your door, just place an online order at nutso.com and use coupon code KYLEBROWN with no spaces and receive 20% off your next order. Eat Nutso. Your body will thank you. This week's challenge is to get out of your own way. In my 14 years as a celebrity personal trainer and nutritionist, I've helped thousands of people transform the way they look, think, and most importantly, feel. I've watched people struggle and hit rock bottom. I've seen some lose the fight and even lose their life way too young. On the other hand, I've helped countless people achieve a level of success and happiness that has empowered them to help those around them. In this journey, I'm constantly asked, what is the biggest obstacle to success? And the answer is always, you. You are. Yes, you. Your limiting self-beliefs and self-sabotage are the biggest reasons why you haven't achieved your goals. So my challenge to you this week is to simply get out of your own way. I'm too busy. The timing just isn't right. I'm just not built for this. These excuses are holding you back. And if you dissect them down to their guts, the truth is, you're afraid. You're afraid of change, or you're afraid of failure. Trust me. I've been guilty of this countless times, and so has every successful person. The difference is we have learned from our failures and have gotten out of our own ways. We haven't let fear hold us back. While we all experience these fears, we use them as fire to ignite our journeys. So what do you need to do to get out of your own way? Start by being confident. Remember, self-confidence comes from building a powerful mind in a healthy, strong body. Change your mindset right now to believe that you can do this. People way less intelligent with way bigger obstacles to success make it happen. Next, be systematized. People are always baffled when they see that I have 3 full-time businesses, a family, 2 kids, and a 6-pack. They say, how do you possibly find the time to do all of this and stay disciplined? It's easy. I made what is difficult really easy by repetitively making it a habit and making it part of who I am. And so can you. Lastly, be gracious. You can't be depressed, and you can't be weak, and you can't be in your own way if you're grateful. Get a copy of Craig's gratitude journal from earlytorise.com today. It's so simple, yet it's so powerful. I believe that you will win. I really do. If you're taking the time to invest in listening to the Empower Hour, you already understand what self-empowerment can do to help you live the life you want the way you want it. Thank you for listening to the Empower Hour. Remember, we're live every Saturday on ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. Please download our podcast on iTunes and tell a friend about it today. Connect with us on Facebook. Connect with us any way you want. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Empower Hour with Kyle Brown on ESPN Radio 1700. Join us every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. or tune into our podcast to hear your favorite athletes, celebrities, and industry experts reveal the fitness, nutrition, and mental toughness secrets of champions. Go to KyleBrownESPN.com to get your free gift right now. That's KyleBrownESPN.com.
Let's face it, when you dig deep enough, everyone wants to look better, feel better, and have more energy. Hey, it's Kyle Brown of the Empower Hour. As a fitness and nutrition expert for Hollywood's elite, professional Olympic athletes, top CEOs, and busy moms, my clients were uncompromising in their desire for delicious, healthy, and convenient meals for their on-the-go lifestyles. Fit 365 is a culmination of years of blending the highest quality, real food ingredients with complementary organic natural flavors. More than a nutrition supplement, more than a meal replacement, more than an Epicurean masterpiece, Fit 365 reflects the commitment you make to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle. So indulge yourself. I promise your satisfaction. Go to fit365.com today. That's FIT365.com and enter ESPN for 20% off your first order. That's fit365.com.
Hey, Kyle Brown here from the Empower Hour. What I'm best at and most well known for is getting celebrities in incredible shape fast. You deserve to look and feel as good as any A-lister with the greatest health and fitness secrets of all time. And with Real Celebrity Fitness, I'm going to give you the secret recipe to transform the way you look, think, and feel in just 21 days. With Real Celebrity Fitness, I basically compiled my life's work into a single, foolproof system that's been responsible for hundreds of my own in-person clients. Looking incredible, and I'm giving it to you so you finally can enjoy the same head-turning results that they do. I've taken away all the guesswork, and I'm giving you the exact blueprint I use to get celebrities into camera-ready shape. Get Real Celebrity Fitness today for only $49.95. That's a fraction of the cost of a single training session with me. I'm so confident that you'll get the results that you want from Real Celebrity Fitness that I'm going to give you a 60-day, no-hassle, money-back guarantee. Go to realcelebrityfitness.com and get your body into celebrity shape today.